When President Bush announced Townsend's departure today in a written statement, he said the nation was, quote, safer because of her leadership. Townsend herself has often said the country is safer than it was before the 9/11 terrorist attacks, but not safe enough. Security experts think her successor faces a number of challenges on that front. That story now from NPR's Pam Fessler.
The White House says the president wants to name a successor before Townsend leaves her job early next year, so there isn't the kind of leadership gap al-Qaeda or other terrorist groups might exploit. Townsend's main job has been to coordinate the government's counterterrorism and homeland security policies, a huge task in a bureaucracy that's still coming to grips with the post-9/11 world. David Heyman heads the Homeland Security Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says Townsend's office has helped create some important homeland security policies, including one to deal with pandemic flu.
On the downside, of course, is that those policies are only worthwhile if they get implemented. And we have things like IEDs, a preparedness directive, cybersecurity, information sharing, all of these things which people have been hearing about for many, many years still need to get implemented.
P.J. Crowley, who worked for the National Security Council in the Clinton White House, says one reason has been the Bush administration's intense focus on Iraq.
Iraq has taken a lot of the leadership attention, the oxygen in the White House, and a lot of the resources away from homeland security issues.
Crowley, who is now with the Center for American Progress, gives Townsend some credit for the fact that there have been no terrorist attacks since 9/11, but he says her successor, whoever that might be, will have to fight a growing complacency.
The president has said, Fran Townsend has said, we're fighting terrorists over there, so we do not have to confront them here. That's not really true. You know, terrorists have shown that they can operate in more than one location, and we should not be lulled into complacency that just because we haven't been attacked since 9/11, it doesn't mean it can't happen.
Townsend herself has often warned against such complacency. She also took the lead in the administration's review of its response to Hurricane Katrina, the biggest Homeland Security failure during her tenure. In a statement today, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff credited Townsend for doing a lot to improve the nation's preparedness and for helping to integrate government agencies. James J. Carafano is with the Heritage Foundation.
In a way, Fran kind of worked herself out of a job.
Carafano agrees that Townsend did a lot to help coordinate domestic security policy after 9/11. He says the question for the next White House is whether it still makes sense for the president to have both a homeland security and a national security advisor.
I think it's getting, you know, pretty silly to sit here and argue that you can neatly parse emergent national security issues in the 21st century distinctly into these are things that are domestic and these are things that are foreign. There's so much overlap that it's really kind of almost unhelpful and creates gaps.
He's not the only one who thinks that Townsend, the second presidential Homeland Security advisor since 9/11, might also be one of the last. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.